Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Jesus is worthy of all our praise. Let's give him some praise right now because he's worthy of all our praise. Well, good morning, my family. It's so great to see you again today. Can you believe that we are here on Sunday, December 30, the last service of 2018? And we've had all of our Christmas services. We've had Christmas Eve, we've had Christmas Day, and it's just been such a great blessing. We had a great Saturday service yesterday, and Pastor Safari, just stand up, would you please? This is Pastor Safari. And we had a great day yesterday. Pastor Safari brought a great word. I'm just starting to get to know him a little bit more. And he's a very, very good communicator. He's quite animated. He's quite theatrical. He was jumping off the stage and putting on some voices. And it was just fantastic. I really, really enjoyed it. And so here we are on the last Sunday of 2018. In a few moments, I just want to review some of 2018, and then we'll preview some of 2019. And some of the reasons why I want to do this is not only to give thanks to God, but to also reveal that our mission is mobile, our vision is progressing, our core values are alive, and our 12 prophetic declarations are coming to pass. And before we begin, prophetic declaration number 7 states, and in case you're not aware, most of you should be aware, but on Sunday, February 28, 2016, my wife and I declared and released 12 prophetic declarations over Gateway Life Church when it came to the kind of church that I see. And prophetic declaration number 7 states that I see a church that establishes campuses, plants churches and provides extension services, a church where every nation, tribe, and tongue gather under one Lord, called to one faith and into one baptism. And so, to review some of 2018, let me just share with you some of the things that have taken place. You know, sometimes it's really good to pause and to take stock of the great and the mighty things that God has done, because we as a people have come into alignment and come into agreement with the assignment that God has for us on planet Earth. And so, throughout 2018, catch this, we preached and taught from 10 sermon series with titles including Reset the Mindset, which was in January. In February, we looked at Heaven on Earth. In March, we looked at a series called Go. In April, we looked at a series called Hope, Life Beyond the Stone. In May, we looked at a series called Acts, to be continued, because we believe that the book of Acts ought to be continued through us today. In fact, 5 of the podcasts form a part of our top 10 most downloaded podcasts of all time. And so really throughout 2018, the series Acts to be continued was clearly our most popular series for the whole year. Then we looked at a series called 10. As we looked at the Ten Commandments, it was a 5-Sunday month during July. And so we had one preacher each bring a different preacher, bring a different commandment, which was a great series. Then we looked at discipleship with the tagline, I am responsible. We looked at the power of prayer, the power of thanksgiving. And of course, throughout December, we looked at a series called The Light of Christmas. And so today is actually our 75th and final GLC service for 2018. This includes our monthly Jindra services and, of course, the launch of our 10 a.m. Saturday services, which began at 10 a.m. October 27. And again, one of the reasons why we're just checking all these things out is not only to give thanks to God, but to reflect, again, just how our core values are alive and our vision and our mission is progressing. In keeping with our mission statement, which is to equip, encourage, and empower the generations through discipleship and leadership development. We launched Gateway Word of the Week on Sunday, February 4, which has been a great tool as it helps people to approach God's Word with the expectation that they're going to hear from God. Because you know what? Some people, can I just say this, that you know, the Christian community in today's society, particularly within our own nation, the Christian community are actually quite biblically illiterate. Talking to someone recently, they hadn't even really considered that Satan is a real adversary. And I'm thinking, what? Why don't you know that Satan is actually he's your greatest adversary outside of yourself? And so we actually live in quite a biblically illiterate Christian community, which is one of the reasons why we released Gateway Word of the Week, which is posted every Monday morning. You should check it out. In addition to this, we also launched The Man, our men's ministry, this year on Sunday, February 11. We've had a great year, and we're just believing for greater influence and transformation in 2019 within the community, as is our women's ministry. And so, we also had our first open-air Good Friday service at the Ginger Village Green, which was a great success, and we've also booked that particular site for the next 5 years. So for the next 5 Good Friday services, we're going to be out there having an open-air meeting, and if it rains, we have a backup plan. We'll just go into the School of Arts Hall next door, and so we've got it all covered. And of course, in addition to this, so many souls have been saved. We're going to give people the opportunity at the end of this service today to give their hearts to Jesus. So many have rededicated their lives to the Lord. People have been water baptized and baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so we thank God for all that has happened in 2018. But now we look to the future. Psalm 145 verses 3 and 4 says, "Great is the Lord." Can I get an amen? Amen. Great is the Lord, amen. And greatly to be praised. And His greatness is unsearchable. His greatness cannot be compared to anything else. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty works. You know, this is one of the things that my wife and I have done with our daughters, Anna and Holly, from as young as they could comprehend what we were saying. You know, just talking about the great things that God has done in our lives, sharing the testimonies, sharing the struggles, and I want to encourage every parent to make sure that you declare the great and the mighty things that God has done, not only in your life, but in the life of your church, so that one generation might praise God in the next. And so, where to from here? Because we thank God for what has happened, but a part of our prophetic declaration is to declare that greater things are yet to come. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a bigger amen? Amen. Hey, I want to ask, who can whistle here? Who can, like, whistle really, really good? Not me. Yeah, who can whistle? Give me a whistle. All of those who can whistle, give me a good whistle. Not me, but the Word of God. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I would like to get on YouTube in 2019 and learn how to whistle. I tell you, because I want to do it. I want to like let it go in praise and in worship appropriately. And all of those with the gift of good whistling should also exercise it at any time when it's appropriate. Can I get an amen? Amen. Yeah. Okay. So where to from here when it comes to 2019? Well, let me share with you again, just how our core values are alive, our vision is progressing, our mission is mobile. In 2019, and it's already been said around our announcement time, but we're beginning our weekly 5 p.m. services in Gingera as of February 10 with an official launch on Sunday, March 3. We also have 3 sermon series in the pipeline for next year, including in January, we're going to look at the power of routine. You know, everyone here has a routine. Everyone here has a routine when it comes to your physical life, when it comes to your mental life, your relational life, and your spiritual life. And I want to ask you, how is that routine working for you? Because we all have the same amount of time in the day, but we've got to be good stewards of not only our time, but also of our energy. Hey, make sure that you save a little bit of energy throughout the day for when you get home to your wife, when you get home to your husband and your children. Make sure you're not too tired to get to a life group in 2019. Make sure that you're not too tired to get to church in 2019. Because you only get 52 and you don't want to miss what God might want to do. And so we've got to be good stewards of what God has given us. And so we're looking at the power of routine in February and in March. We're going to look at a series called First Things First. And with the tagline, Living God's Priorities. Because we're all Christians here, yeah? We're all followers of Jesus here, yeah? We all take up our cross daily, yeah, and lay down our life for His sake. And so that's why we're going to look at a series entitled First Things First. And I'd also like to make another announcement right now. We have another series in the pipeline, which is our series for December in 2019. We've got our Christmas series planned. Yes, you heard right. We've got our Christmas series planned for 2019, and we're going to call it Suddenly. Because, and we haven't got this on the screen, I don't think, because in Luke chapter 2, hear this now, because this is what I'm also going to be believing for by, you know, for this service today. In Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to men." We're going to look at this series because we're going to believe for a season of suddenlies. We want to equip and encourage and empower you to believe in your life for a season of suddenlies. Chains to fall off of you in a moment. Your healing to come. Your breakthrough to come in a suddenly moment. You know, God doesn't need a lot of time to do a great thing. And so we also want to encourage you to exercise the spirit of suddenlies, where you don't overthink it, but you just step out and invite someone, encourage someone to come to church, pray for someone, give to someone. Suddenly, do you know that your mind will go into survival mode? It'll either go into flight or fight mode if you think about doing something more than 5 seconds. You've got like this 5-second window of opportunity to go before your mind will kick in and say, no, don't go, because, you know, if you go, it means that you could look silly, and what are other people, you know, what are they going to think about you if you begin to step out? Do you hear what I'm saying today? Don't overthink it. Just do it. Find out what's on the other side of your go and a suddenly. Okay, we'll also be launching new programs in kids, youth, and young adults ministries. We're going to be refreshing all life groups in 2019. Every life group will be refreshed, in some cases with new leaders, launching new life groups, and we're really excited about that. We're going to be launching our ABC Grow track. More on that later. We're also launching our translation ministry, where our 10 a.m. Sunday morning services will be translated live in Swahili. And I want to learn a little bit of... Can I encourage you to learn a little bit of Swahili in 2019? So to all of our African brothers and sisters, jumbo. Asante. Yes, amen. All right, so that's all I've got so far, but you got to start somewhere, right? Okay, so that's going to be very exciting. You know, that'll be set up in the pastoral lounge and will be broadcast live via headsets in the congregation. So cool, man. Like, how cool is that? That is so cool. And so, catch this. By the time we reach Sunday, you've already heard that today is our 75th and final GLC service of 2018. By the time we reach Sunday, December 29, 2019, we would have had 154 Gateway Life Church gatherings for 2019. That's double the services that we've had this year. That's cool. It got me thinking, you know, that's more than twice as many services than we've had this year. And I believe, I want you to believe for a double portion of everything that God has given you in 2018. Let's believe, let's pray at the end of this service for a double portion. And I'm actually very careful about using the phrase, the language double portion, because sometimes the phrase double portion can almost limit God. Because what if God wants to give you two times double portions or half a dozen double portions? You do the maths. And but we're going to believe at least for a double portion. And catch this. And if we add our Swahili translated messages, this will equal 206 sermons preached at Gateway Life Church in 2019. So that's a lot of the Word of God, and we're so excited. And so we've reviewed some of 2018, previewed some of 2019, but I want to share something with you that is more important than all of this. Because that's all cool. Do you know that you're a part of a movement at Gateway? You're a part of a movement of God. You know that, don't you? If you don't, you hopefully will learn that very soon. You are a part of a movement. This church is on the move. And we're just moving forward. We're fulfilling our vision, our mission, 12 prophetic declarations. But I want to share with you something that is more important than anything that I've mentioned here today. Now, before I tell you this, I just want to ask you, this morning, when it comes to the preaching of God's Word, what would you like? Do you want some sugar and shade, or do you want some salt and light? Because you can get both kinds of preaching. You can get sugar and shade, you know, kinds of preaching, which kind of make you feel good and comfortable and secure, where it doesn't challenge you to move forward, get up and get moving and to whatever else. Or you can have some salt and light kind of preaching, which Jesus calls us to be in this world. So hands up if you want sugar and shade. We've got one. There's always one. Who wants salt and light preaching? People want salt and light preaching. Okay. The thing that I want to say that is more important than anything else that I've said today is this. And that is, in 2019, we are closer than ever before to Judgment Day. Okay? It's really important that you hear that. But, you know, you always got to check the motive why you want to talk about Judgment Day. So it must always be motivated by faith and not fear. Sometimes people can talk about Judgment Day from the point of view to put fear in people, and that's probably a good thing. But the reason why I'm reminding everyone here today is this. It's from a faith perspective, and I want you to get into heaven. I want you to spend eternity with Christ, and I don't want you to not spend eternity with Christ, which is that other place called hell. Okay, so you ask for salt and light preaching. And so I want to remind us that in 2019, we are closer to Judgment Day, and you can read all about it in Revelations chapter 20, chapter 21, and chapter 22. And so I do hope, though, and I do think, and I do believe that it's always good to be reminded about Judgment Day, because it's coming, and it has a way of reminding us and awakening us from a sleepy state where perhaps we can begin to flirt with the wrong kinds of things in our minds and in our hands and whatever we're looking at or whatever. It's not my issue, but it's something that we all need to work out. Judgment Day is coming. And Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, it says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Hey, let's remember that as much as God will bless us whilst we are on the earth, let's remember that this planet is not our true home. We are just passing through to a better world, to another world where we will live forever with Christ. Someone here, I believe, even right now, is hearing this, either here or online, for the first time. This is not your true home. Your true home is coming. And the only way you can make it there is to take the highway of holiness, which is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Because remember, broad is the road and broad is the way that leads to destruction, the highway to hell. And regrettably, Jesus said that the majority are traveling on it. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and only a few find it. Which road are you on today? Are you amongst the few, or are you on the broad road? If you're on the broad road, get off it and get onto the narrow way. You can do that today. And so, as we begin to cross over from 2018 towards 2019, I want to ask you, as you begin to cross over from 2018 to 2019, I want to ask you, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? I've already spoken prophetically around Isaiah 43, which says that, behold, God is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Can you not see it? I'm just so expectant and so excited about 2019. Because of the possibilities. 2018 was great, but I know that greater things are yet to come in 2019. But I want to ask you, what do you see? What do you see when you look in the mirror? What do you see when you look at your family? What do you see when you look at your spouse? What do you see when you look at your children, your parents, your church and community? What do you see when you see the African community? This afternoon, I am taking out six young African teenage men. I'm going to speak into their life because I see potential in them. I can already see the call of leadership on their life. I can see it. And I want to ask you, what do you see when you look around this place? Do you see limitations? Do you see problems? Or do you see solutions? Do you see opportunities? Do you see that you have an opportunity? Come on now, to love and serve. You know, to love and serve is a temporary opportunity that you and I have been given whilst on the earth. Do you understand that? For me to love and serve God by loving and serving people, I see it as a limited opportunity, a temporary opportunity. I am not going to be doing this forever. You're not going to be doing whatever it is you're doing forever. Nothing on this earth is forever. In fact, heaven and earth will pass away, but they who do the will of God will abide forever. Serving God is a temporary opportunity that we've all been given. I want to ask you, how are you stewarding your time and your energy for the purposes of God? Because on Judgment Day, when the books are open, all that's going to matter to you on that day is, did you do what God asked you to do? Did you lay down your life? Did you give it to Him for the purposes of God? What do you see? You know, one of the greatest pioneers in the history of the world was a man by the name of Christopher Columbus. And Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, which is known as today as the United States of America. Christopher Columbus believed that there was more beyond what the human eyes could see. He believed that there was more. And everyone said that the world was flat, but Columbus believed that the earth was round, even though his theory was met with much opposition. And whenever you want to step out into the things of God, be ready for some form, some kind of opposition to come against you. It just goes with having a pioneering spirit. And history records that Columbus was so expectant that more was ahead that he would position himself at the front of the boat as he would squint his eyes. So he would kind of go like this. He would squint his eyes at the front of the boat, looking for new horizons, saying, I know it's out there. Where is it? Where is it? I know it's out there. And I pray Gateway fam, I pray that we all here would grow more and more with that kind of pioneering spirit, that when we come to church or go to a life group or be a part of any kind of work or ministry or just merely being in the marketplace in your everydays, I pray that we would walk around with the expectation saying, I know that God is moving today. I know that He has something to say. He desires to do a new thing, not only in me, but in all of those around me. So God, as I walk around this place, where are you? What are you saying? Do you have something you want to say to me, God, so that I might go and encourage my sister or my brother? Because I know that you're out there, that you're here, that you're with us. Hey, many of you would remember the story that I've told from time to time about Smith Wigglesworth. He is known as the Apostle of Faith, and he was a great evangelist at winning souls, a great miracle worker, a great healing evangelist. And one day they're going into a meeting to do a series of miracle gatherings. And somebody said to Smith, obviously they were doubting a little bit, perhaps they're just growing in their, you know, their faith and their walk with God. And he said to Smith, he said, Smith, what if God doesn't move today? What if there ain't no miracles or healings or salvations and whatever else? And Smith said, he said, if God doesn't move, I'll move him. If God doesn't move, I'll move him. And when Smith said that, it came out of a belief. It came out of an expectancy, an excitement, a revelation, because Smith knew that God is such a lover of our souls that He laid down His life upon the cross. If you want to know how much God loves you, look no further than Jesus upon the cross. And without uttering many words upon the cross, the fact that Jesus hung there, when He could have called on legions of angels, the fact that He hung there without uttering too many words was a big enough statement. I love you this much. And Smith knew that God loved the human soul so much that all God is looking for is a willing vessel, somebody who would become a host for the Spirit of God, for the anointing and power of God. And that, my friend, is you. God is simply looking, David, for a willing host. Chad, God is looking for a willing host. Chris, are you that willing host? Brent, the list goes on. He's just looking for someone who will come into alignment with the assignment that He has for you on the planet. And I believe with all my heart that I am so talking to the right congregation today. I know it to be true. You are that man. You are that woman. No matter what your background, no matter what you're struggling with right now, believe God even now for your suddenly moment where that chain falls to the ground, where that breakthrough and that healing comes. When you walk out of here today saying, I don't know what happened, but I'm free because of the power that's hidden within His presence. And so, you know, the purpose of this part of my message today is to let you know that there's more for you beyond what you can currently see, not just at Gateway, but in your personal life, in your business life, in your school life, as people move geographically in 2019, wherever you are, there He is. And so, there's more for you beyond what you currently see. That is, if you'll begin to look for the opportunities that are all around you. I want to encourage you to look for opportunities because they're all around you. And we seldom find, hear this, we seldom find and experience what we're not looking for. This is why I say, what do you see? What are you looking for? What are you perceiving? We seldom find what we're not looking for. Luke chapter 11 verse 10, we read the words of Jesus and it says, for everyone who asks, receives. They who seek, find. They who knock, the door is open unto them. Now, unless you've got a bit of spondouli in your back pocket, unless you've got some, you know, you're well cashed up, it's pretty rare that you're going to go home today and just before you enter the front or approach the front door, that the front door is going to open up unto you without you turning, inserting a key, turning it. Or it's very, very rare that you're going to turn up to a friend's place, and as soon as you get like within a meter of the front door, the door's going to open up unto you without you knocking. So the order is to ask, seek, and knock. And then on the other side of this, we receive, we find, and the door opens. You've got to actually do something. God's quite practical, in actual fact, as we know. And so we're going to come around communion in just a few moments. And so having new and different experiences are on the other side. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really wanting to inspire you today. I'm really wanting to motivate you today. I'm really wanting to help someone here today. So having new and different experiences are on the other side of having new and different thoughts. And so, yes, we need to change our mind in order to change our life. And so many Christians can be so lazy where, you know, they expect and hope that their spouse will change. Have you ever hoped that, you know, if only my spouse would change, then I'd be okay? If only my children would change, if only my work colleagues or the church or the community or whatever, if only that would change, then I would be okay. But let me tell you what I've discovered in my 50th year of life on the planet. I don't know if you heard, I turned 50 this year. Yeah, I wanted to keep it on the down low. I had people actually asking me, when actually is your birthday? Because you've been celebrating the whole month. LOL. And so what I've discovered is this. When I change my mind, I change my life. There's nothing more powerful than a changed mind and a repentant heart. You can change your hair. You can change your clothes, you can change your address, you can change your car, you can even change your name. But until we've changed our minds in 2019, if we don't change our minds in 2019, we'll get to the end of the year and everything will be the same at the end. Everything will be the same at the end as it were in the beginning, and that's quite a tragedy. And then at Christmas time in 2019, it's possible that you'll hear that John Lennon song, "And So This Is Christmas," and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. You know, I think one of the reasons why some people can get depressed when they hear that song is because they don't know what they've done. They feel like they've actually wasted a year and it hasn't been all that much fun. And I'm not belittling anything that people might have gone through in this year, but you can change the story, and that's the good news. You can change the story. You can get to the end of 2019, hear that song, hear John Lennon sing, "And What Have You Done?" And you can say, "Well, let me tell you what I've done. I've had this breakthrough. I've had this provision." Today, you can change the story.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you were equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or to learn more about us, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.